Back in March, when COVID began, it became clear to the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, the NEMBC, that the sector would be under pressure to provide clear information to listeners. They launched a national multilingual news service in May. Within 2 months, it was getting played out 170 times a week to communities across the country in Spanish, Hindi, Arabic, Pacific Islander English, Greek and Mandarin. Here's what it sounds like. When the second wave of the pandemic hit Victoria, the local government there saw the opportunity to engage in this service. They funded the organisation to provide a daily bulletin across Melbourne and Victoria. Russell Anderson is CEO of the NEMBC. He spoke to The Wire's Sarah Martin.
Because things are moving so fast, I think the government's trying to keep up, and the information even in English is difficult. So let alone, you know, English being not your first language, then it's quite difficult to get the information. And so in our news service, it's headline news, but pick up and run with just purely information that our communities need to hear around how to stay healthy during this crisis.
Has the Victorian government assisted you in other ways in terms of providing you with updated information regularly?
They have. There's regular contact with the Multicultural Task Force. We're on their list to receive media releases half an hour before anybody else. They've also started meetings now with multicultural organisations. And also they've started a WhatsApp of community leaders. So there's about 250 people on a WhatsApp. I hooked up through there with an Afghani group. And that Afghani group is now putting information on in a radio station in outer metropolitan Melbourne at KC Radio. And their content is now going on in Afghani, in Dari, onto that Afghani program. The government has invited us to put a proposal forward for expanding. So we've put a proposal for another 15 languages. So if we hear from government in the coming days, we may be, as of next week, producing daily news in 22 different languages.
That networking gives you a great opportunity to understand what the hot button issues are for different communities as well, so that you can tailor the news to provide that information, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. And we're producing it in English first, and then that's being translated. And we're not doing verbatim translation necessarily. The producers have an editorial sort of control over it. They make it radio ready. So the type of messages that we're giving is really important. Over time, if we continue to do this, we can tailor each of the news stories based on what the community's needs are as well. And that would be really exciting to be able to do that within each language.
Do you want the government to see the value of this in terms of maintaining it into the future?
Yes, there is a need for it. There's a real opportunity for continuation. The other thing we've done is we've got two models. So the model we're using now is to create an English script and send that to be translated to sent out. But the other model we have is in Mandarin, for example, in 2000FM in Sydney, they produce news every day in Mandarin, and they've been doing it for years. It's based on local Sydney news. So we've got them to refocus theirs as a national news for COVID-19. So basically, we didn't write the scripts for them. They just changed their news, and we just distribute it across the country to other Mandarin programs. So that's the real model I think we need to be looking at, getting all the different language group production units that produce news based on mainstream news, but based on news that's culturally appropriate for their communities. And that would be really good then. And then we can act as a distributor and a network for that information.
And this also does highlight the immense value in community broadcasting in general, doesn't it?
Yes, and that feedback becomes a two-way thing. So we have set up sort of editorial loops as well. So we have news script writers, chief editors, producers that make it radio ready, and then those radio programs can get feedback from their radio station, from their local community, and start to change and adapt to make sure that our news is relevant and hitting the right target. So that editorial loop could be a real grassroots, upward-driven sort of editorial process to make sure we're getting the right messages across.
Russell Anderson, CEO of the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasters Council, speaking to The Wire's Sarah Martin, and we hear things are looking good for that expansion that Russell was talking about.